It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful message entitled, Get Back on Track. Yes, it's time for us to get back on track. This series is going to provoke you to take a self-check. You know, sometimes we may see ourselves one way, but God is looking at something that He's not pleased with. We find as Jesus founds in the letters to the churches found in Revelation 3, He found some things in some of those churches that they seemingly were unaware concerning it. Yet He was very displeased with some of the churches. And we're going to explore the church of Sardis. Somebody say the church of Sardis. And we're going to get ready to dive into the Word of God, and we're going to visit that church. But I want you, as we go through the Word of God and as we talk about the church of Sardis, let's do a self-check. Let's imagine that if Jesus was to visit my temple, my God, you know, the Bible tells us that we are what? The temple of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus was to visit my temple, my church, my temple, and write a letter, what would He say? Grab your Bibles, grab your iPads, grab your pen and your paper. Your life will never be the same. Get ready for Get Back on Track. I remember the times of intimacy. I remember the times you would read the Bible and recite the Bible and read it and meditate it and eat it and bring it back up again. Oh, somebody need to say, chew on that word and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. I remember the times of praise and worship where it was just you and I, and we got into a song that broke and destroyed the yokes of bondage. Songs that glorify me, the Lord is saying to the body of Christ. Songs that mention my name. Songs that talked about my majesty. Songs that elevated my word above any and everything. Songs of Zion, I remember when. So then, if you do not wake up, verse 3, I will come like a thief, my God, and you will not know at what hour I will come. Can you imagine not knowing when the Lord is coming? The Bible lets us know no man knows the time or the day that the Lord is coming. We just don't know when. But He promised, I'm coming back again. And He said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? When I come back, will you be watching and looking for my appearance? Or will you be one of the disobedient servants that's beating on another servant, that's in drunkenness and acting? You know, some people, Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus said, when I come, I'm coming back for a glorious church. I'm coming back for a church without spots and blemishes. I'm not coming back for a backslid, sin-filled church. I'm coming back for a body, a person that's looking for me, that's living for me, that's living holy and upright. Contrary to the popular belief, sin does bring death. Contrary to the popular belief, my Lord, God does judge sin. And, you know, the interesting thing that people would say is, you know, don't judge me. Don't judge me by my actions. You know, I may have done that, but I'm not there. But the challenge with that is when you've done it, it belongs to you as assigned to something you've done. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. It's not like you commit a matter and say, oh, now that person pays the price for it. If you're living on planet Earth, you know what goes around comes around. If you're living on planet Earth, you know when you break the laws of the land, even the laws of the land dictate that if an individual murders somebody, you don't go get somebody else to go serve the time. No, it's the person who murdered the person who serves the time. And there will be a public outcry to put somebody in jail for a crime they did not commit. Oh, now that's man's law. That's everyday law. How much more with God, who's a just God, who's a fair God, who's a loving God, not impute somebody else's sin on some other person? No, God is judge. Jesus said, I'm going to judge the quick and the dead. Every man's works will be judged. And we must face the facts. It would be great if we were all at Disneyland, or we were all in paradise somewhere, or we were all in this place where we do whatever we want to do and there's no problem that comes behind it. But that is not realistic. That is not planet Earth, and it's definitely not the word of God. Somebody say, don't get caught with your works undone. Verse 4 say, but you still, now this is exciting, and this is exciting because we're getting back on track. But this verse 4 is an encouragement to people that have decided, I am going to serve the Lord. I know my left hand from my right hand. I know up from down, in from out, and I know holy from unholy. I know clean from unclean. I know bitter from sweet. Oh my God. I know the way. My God. And this is so powerful because he said, but you still have a few people in Sardis who have not sore their clothes. My Lord. And I said, God, this is so wonderful because in every church that's naming the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to have some people in there that's dedicated to Jesus Christ. See, Jesus wrote the letter to the messenger or the angel or the pastor or whatever the leader of that church and said, you are dead. You know, wake up, wake up. And he was talking specifically to the leader or the overall church, except for a few people who have not sore their clothes. You know, God said, I'm going to always help someone who serves me. I'm going to always have someone who's dedicated to me, who's living holy and upright before me. But he calls it what? A few. A remnant. My God. He said, but you still have a few people in Sardis who have not sore their clothes. That is, contaminated their character and personal integrity with sin. I just praise God for the goodness of the Lord. You've got to know, don't be deceived. Don't believe that everybody is doing it. Please don't believe that lie from hell. Don't believe that nobody is pleasing God and everybody got all these issues going on. Don't believe it. It's just a way out to say, I got issues, you got issues, so we got issues, bringing people down to your size. But no, the Bible lets us know God has a people who have not soiled their garments. God has a people who are standing. And for the people who are standing, you continue to stand. You continue to walk upright before the Lord. You continue to please him. He said to Saul, he said, I have some people up in that church that's doing the right thing. That is, they haven't contaminated their character or personal integrity with sin. They will walk with me. They're dressed in white because they are worthy and righteous. My God. Jesus said, I know those that are mine. Oh yes. I know the ones that I'm going to dress them in white. I know the ones that's going to walk with me. I know the ones that's going to make it to heaven. Oh, I know them by name. He said what? He who overcomes. Put your hand over your heart and say, I am an overcomer. He says, he who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God will accordingly be dressed in white clothing, and I will never, oh my God, never is a long time. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, and I will confess and openly acknowledge his name before my Father and before his angels, saying that he is one of mine. Oh, am I talking to somebody? You know that you belong to Christ. You know that you're living upright. You know that when the Holy Spirit says stop it, you stop it right then and there. My God, I'm talking to some people out there. You know what it's like to walk softly before the Lord. You have overcome some things. And no, you haven't conquered everything, but you're pressing towards that mark. No, you're not without temptation. No, you're not without the struggle, but you haven't been and you haven't bowed down. You're not doing the dance. You know how it was. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to build this golden image. And when you hear the music, you dance. But God's got some people that say, I refuse to bow down, and I'm not going to dance to the world's music. I'm not going to dance to what's going on around me, but I'm going to walk upright before God. And yes, I may look strange, and yes, I may look odd, and no, I don't fit in, but to God be the glory, because I'm on my way to heaven. Somebody say, I got heaven on my mind. He says, well, I will acknowledge him before my Father and before his angels, oh my God, and saying that he is one of mine. I'm talking to some people. You got the greatest name above all names, King of all kings, Jesus Christ himself, that have said, you're mine. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Yes, it's not. You're right. It's not easy. Yes, sometimes the road may get lonely, but I tell you one thing. Go back and pull one of your five smooth songs. Go back to one of the songs that used to stir your soul. Go back to the place of prayer and worship and spending time in the presence of God. Go back to reading one verse and going back through it and just going back through it and allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the essence of that verse or the essence of that chapter. Go back to those times where it's just you and the Lord. Oh, like I say, some people may have to downsize. Some people may have to shut some people out. Some people may have to say, that was one season, but baby, I'm in a new season. Oh my God, I'm getting back on track. God is good, and he's always good all the time. Can you imagine going into a place with the Lord? As he talked to the church of Sardis in chapter 3 of Revelation, and he walked up in there, and he looked in there, he peeked in there, and he said, you got a reputation. Yes, you do. You got a name out there, and everybody think you got it on, but I want you to know you're dead in my sight. Oh, my Lord. And then he says, repent and get back on track. Turn away from wickedness and get back on track. You see, some people will let you bump your head, fall over the cliff, and die right there. But our loving Savior says, no, I won't have it that way. I want you stirred. I want you on fire. I want you back on track. Put your hands in the air and say, I'm going to get back on track. The Bible says in verse 6 of Revelation 3 and 6, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear and heed to what the Spirit says to the churches. Put your hand over your heart and say, I'm going to hear, I'm going to heed, and I'm getting back on track. God bless you.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.